The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Our Father and God, we thank you this morning. We exalt your name, Jehovah. We adore your name, our Father in heaven, for this wonderful day, a day that you have made for your people to rejoice in your name again, a time you have made for to become more like you, even as we have heard all through the week, a day that you have set to further heal us of all our diseases and our iniquities. We say thank you, Lord, for such a day like this again, even in your presence. And we ask that, Lord Jesus, in your mercy, that which you have proposed to do in our midst will be accomplished this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. We come under the same light that you have been shining over us through your servant, Reverend Busi Olabode. We ask that this morning, from the ministry you have given to them, you will help us to fetch from it this morning. And let's receive blessing from it in the name of Jesus. Amen. We ask that every soul will receive mercy and receive healing and receive transformation. Amen. From that same ministry in the name of Jesus. Amen. We receive the ministry of the great physician of the heavens. Amen. For further healing of our soul this morning. Amen. Thank you, mighty Father. Amen. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We thank God for this day again, even though we have heard many things throughout the week. We will not stop hearing. Hallelujah. We will not stop hearing because we will keep hearing until we become just like Him. Hallelujah. He's the one that is healthy. He's the one that has earth. Our Lord and Savior is the only one that has come to the earth and did not experience any sickness. A old man. He came as a man and he was so healthy. No sickness, no sin was found in him. Thank God for such an example that was displayed in the flesh of man through the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the example that we have seen. And that's the assurance that we have that you and I also can arrive at the place where we can be fully healthy. Hallelujah. Amen. Said, I wish that in all things, that's the very way they wrote that scripture. I wish that in all things that I'll be in good health. Hallelujah. That's 3 John verse 2 there. I wish that in all things, I wish that in all things, they wrote it here above all things, but the way it was actually written is that I wish that in all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So there is a promise of health. There is a promise of health. And we have used the 1 week of Beacon to understand more of God's agenda to make you and I healthy. And like we were told, we have seen, we have experienced, a whole lot of healing took place in Beacon. And for many of us who trusted God for some bodily healing, the signs that you are still seeing in your body that is contrary is not enough to invalidate that prophecy of God and that miracle that you have received. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Over time, you will start seeing that your body will start adjusting to what has been declared that you have received again. Hallelujah. And much more, our soul, which is the ultimate, focus of healing. The very reason why the great physician came to us and is still with us, hallelujah, our soul will be healed ultimately in the name of Jesus. All of us, we are sick. And that's where the church is an hospital. Hallelujah. The church is an hospital. It's a clinic where all of us come to. Jesus Christ is the only high priest that didn't have to offer for himself a bullock for his own sin. But for you and I, we are going to, first of all, as even a pastor is preaching to people to be blessed, to be healed, he himself is also in the process of being healed. Hallelujah. But we know that someday we all arrive at the place where we'll be fully healthy in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Is that your testimony someday? Yes, is that your promise? Is that your hope someday? Yes, if that's your hope, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The days upon us are days of blessing, like we heard from one of our pastors that taught us, our daddy, saying that this community, hallelujah, is to represent a kind of dispensation in God that he called the voice of healing. And that's very true, hallelujah. There's an economy in God that he had wanted to reveal upon the church in a long time. If you are acquainted with the story of the first voice of healing that began in 1947 in the U.S., you understand what God will be saying now concerning the voice of healing that pertains to the soul. If you have read the story of men like A. Allen, Amy Sempe McPherson, Woodward Etta, hallelujah, Kendrick Kuman, those women, even to today, you can still find them on YouTube. Someone like A. Allen, we tell the cameraman to come closer. You will see how the one leg that is shorter than the other grows physically. Go and check your Google, you see it there. They kept the record even on online. Hallelujah. Like, he's so sure. He has not prayed. And he's so sure that if he pray, the shorter leg will grow to meet the other one. And we say, we call the cameraman, come closer. What was that level of confidence? At least you pray. If it happens, you thank God, right? But somebody has not prayed. He will call the cameraman to come closer to come and see what he wants to pray for. He was too sure that it will happen. That was how real they touched a dimension of God in terms of healing. Miracles. Miracles. When someone like William Branham was going to die, of course, he was very gifted in healing. He's a prophet. He can give one of knowledge. He can do many things like that. So God partnered him with someone like, partnered with Gordon Lindsay. That one will preach. That one is sound in doctrine. But he will do the healing. So he ventured to teaching, and that led him to error. So God warned him many times that he should stop from that. He didn't cease from that error. And so God told Kenneth again that he will take him home. Hallelujah. And what I'm going to is that when he was going to die, his son drove him and his wife. They were driving in the U.S. And right on their way, they had an accident. The wife died immediately. He was still struggling. And the son who drove him didn't die. And he has a son. Where is mama? He said, mama is dead. He said, put my hand upon her while he was himself dying. They put the hand upon the wife. The wife rose up from the dead. He himself died like 2 days after. Hallelujah. That's how much anointed they were. This man, if you read about the voice of healing in the U.S., this book, they were too confident. The heavens that brought that healing, it was also a great vision of the heavens that came in their day. They so much touched that heaven that miracle was the simplest thing that happened in their day. They were too confident that if they pray for you, the thing will happen. That's how much they so trusted in that gift. It wasn't because they prayed more than another person. It was a dispensation of God that came through them. A rain came from heaven. And some men aligned with that rain, and several things happened. Hallelujah. Then some time ago, I read a story, somebody who wrote something about the voice of healing. He said he knows that in every 10 years of that revival, as it were, he said there is one most prominent healing that or miracle that used to happen. So he knows that at times in the past 10 years, more cripple will walk than other miracles that you can see. So another 10 years after, he said, you will see more blindness being healed like that. So he knows that every 10 years, the miracle that were prominent was somewhat in one area. So, and the Lord explained to him that that was to tell the church then in the U.S. that God, when God was healing more of crippled legs, so that was a sign that God was going to work on the work of the believers. That it was a sign about their work in faith. And when God also released more miracles around blindness, eyes being opened, so God was using that to tell them about how that the church should see. So even with those voices of healing, God still gave some people wisdom to interpret it. Hallelujah. Amen. And among the people that move in that era, the last of them, or the person that lasted more than all his contemporaries, was Kenneth Hagin. Because he also moved in the anointing. Hallelujah. But because he was sound in doctrine, he understood more, further than them, saw into the New Testament agenda beyond just healing. He outlasted many of those men, hallelujah, and his ministry actually, helped the body of Christ better. So, but God actually gave that anointing, that grace, that rain that came down during the voice of healing, revival in the U.S., as a sign of one thing he had ordained to do in a time upon the earth. So it means that in this very, voice of healing that is upon us, there is going to be tangible, proofs. Amen. Of souls being healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. And it will be so evident that just like someone like ALM, we call the cameraman, come and see what I want to do. It will be so evident that in our own day, based on this own voice of healing, it will be evident that just bring that guy who is naughty. In just 2 months, he will be transformed. You are too sure that let this guy just hear this message in 2 months. Or let him come closer to our community. Let him come and stay with us for 2 months. The rain will be so much heavy in our community, in our places, in our houses, in our assemblies, that anybody that comes under that rain, even if the devil is leaving that person, that devil will check out. Amen. And the person's soul will be transformed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how much evidence will be owed this mantle. I gave an example of how a man was so sure that if he prayed, the thing will happen. He would come and check it. Before he prayed, he won't pray yet until you are able to come and see what he will do. I need you to understand what happened in that revival. It will give you a clue of what will happen in this emerging revival with us. That's my point. That's why I'm telling you that story. They were those people that function under that rain. They touched and heaven. They knew that they were too sure. It's not as if they are praying and they are doubting if it will happen. No. It's not today that when you are praying and you are still saying, maybe God will do it. That was not the way it was in that days. You can pray now and use faith and it may not happen. But in that day, it wasn't just prayer by faith. And heaven came down to help them. It was as if just sign the check. They would draw the money. Just sign any amount. Any sickness. There was a time, I've forgotten the name of the man now, among the people that moved in that day. Maybe he Allen. He was doing a crusade. Like, so that was the first time that everybody that came there, more than 100 people, were just in one, and all of the other people, they were just, by faith, or what they saw, were just leaving their crutches. Like, everybody was healed. That thing only happened when Jesus Christ was on the earth. That was, he healed all the sick. That is not common. Even when you go to any crusade today, some people will not still be healed. I've been to a crusade like Brother Moki crusade. Some people will be healed, some people will not be healed. Yes. But a crusade whereby everybody. So you know that this is not just by prayer. And heaven came down to show earth a sign. And those signs, they were signs of the gospel. When God was healing the people on the wheelchair, it was more of talking about the work of faith. Some things have happened upon the earth. Hallelujah. And it's good to be a good student of mystery. Sometimes when we don't know where we're coming from, even as the people of God, we will not have idea of where we're going to. So for somebody who does not understand what happened when the first voice of healing happened on the earth, you won't have an idea of what God is talking about. The massiveness of what God wants to do when he wants to really do his own thing. Because all this thing is not really his thing. This does not, after the entire revival that happened in the U.S., imagine, U.S. plunk into darkness after what? Imagine this kind of thing happened in the U.S. Everywhere, revival. One man among them, he preached in a town, and every brothel shut down. What a revival. When someone like Kendrick Lamar is landing in the airport, when he stepped down in an airport, if a wind blows a paper up, the paper will stay in the air to show that a woman of God is around. The signs were too evident. Sometimes people will freeze. They can't move again. They can't move. Why? Kendrick Lamar was around. You need to, maybe we need to go and read that story of the voice of healing revival. It will give you an idea of what God is set to do in our midst. We are privileged to be living in the days when God has chosen to bring down this rain. So with all that happened in the U.S., all this revival, afterwards, America broke into a realm of darkness you cannot, that can't reconcile with what happened there. From heaven, literally came down upon his head. This is with Abraham, this man. What God did through his life. God, so heaven came down too much that I am with these people. They were approved of God. Funny enough, because that's why there are some churches today that are following. Thank God for the man that God used. Hallelujah. But, you know, God had to take it away early. Because they were moving to error in doctrine. That's why it was someone like Kenneth Hagin that outlived all of them. Because he had more knowledge of the scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. So, what I'm saying is that you need to understand what happened during these days upon the earth. So if God is saying that he has come to raise another voice of healing, this time around, healing of the soul, and with the help of the heavens, because heaven will so much give wisdom for it that you can boast of being a healing agent to any soul that is sick. When they meet any sick, they're not afraid to pray for the sick. They are too sure. That's when their joy will increase. The same way too, God can raise a people on the earth whose joy will increase when they see somebody who is sick that they can heal. Hallelujah. Yeah. Like you see somebody whose soul is sick and you are too sure that, wow, I've seen enough space to use this grace. You are happy because what you carry is looking for a place to be expressed. That's the joy of this revival coming. And let me tell you, one good thing about this next revival that is coming, that is of the soul now, it's not going to be limited to one pastor, as it were in that day. In that day, it was God raised men of God like that. There were many, of course, but it wasn't what everybody was doing like that. But some people were anointed for that purpose. But you see, this healing of the soul, this verse of healing revival coming forward, coming on the earth in this era, of course, we're going to have our daddies, our pastors, operating in the higher frequency, helping us to understand the light. Hallelujah. But it's going to involve everyone. Like, everyone will be part of the healing agents. That's one of the unique things that will happen in this new phase. I'm trying to just make us see what Beacon has opened us into. We are already in a new year. We are already in a new season. We are already in a new economy. And thank God for the teaching of our fathers in far past 3-4 months, even from the beginning of this year, which dovetail into what we are hearing now. Hallelujah. They have been preparing us for to know how to become part of this revival. Hallelujah. So we need to be aware of what is upon us. This is not the time you should be doubting if you yourself will be healed. Hallelujah. God is already calling you and raising you to become a doctor. A physician that will administer his life to others who are sick. You cannot be thinking of your own sickness. No. It's too far from it. Somebody is thinking of how to employ a whole nation by giving them jobs. Will you be thinking of how you will eat tomorrow? Your vision is to employ 1 million people in your company. You want to have companies in all nations of the earth, and you want to have at least 1 million staff. If that's your vision, and that's what you have been called to do, will it occur to you that about what you will eat tomorrow? Will your daily meal become a plan to you? Even when you don't have the money yet, your thought has gone past that level. You can't be imagining yourself so far what to eat in a day when you are thinking of employing 1 million people in your company. It's too far from it. So it's not a time for you to be seeing yourself as the victim of sickness when you are already being called to be a physician. That's the way you think that take you away from your problem. That's the way you think of your future. That's the way you can picture what God has called you into, and that thinking pattern can hijack you and bail you out of your own present predicament, which actually is not your real estate. When you wake up and you're thinking of, wow, I'm going to be raised. God is raising me as a physician, as a soul doctor. Somebody will transform people's life by the word of God. Somebody will see a sinner who is deep in his sickness of sin, and we bring him out in 3 months. Those thoughts will not make you see yourself as somebody who will be a victim forever in sin. Because we are already seeing higher than that. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what God is painting before me and you and I today, for us to understand that we are being called into an higher calling. And there is no other revival. There is no coming revival that will be higher than this one. Hallelujah. I'm not saying we're going to be the one to do the highest of it. So if anybody would do an higher revival, it will be an improvement of what we have done. Not something else. To heal the soul of man is the highest job that God has come to do on the earth. That's why he sent his son to the earth. It's to heal souls that are sick. Somebody shout hallelujah. We need to be aware of this reality. You can't be the one thinking of, will I be healed at all? No, when you are saying that you are going to be the one healing others, that thinking pattern already bailed you out of that problem. You can't be in that level of thinking like that again. Hallelujah. Because you are seeing your future ahead of what you are experiencing now. I said earlier, in their day, the first revival like that happened, the first verse of healing revival, God used men. But this time, God is willing to use the entire church. Like, God wants to bring in many people into it. Because the picture that we see of this reality in the scripture shows to you and I that God won't just use few men for it. He will use everyone who is available in the church for it. Because his plan is to heal his people. It's not just to heal few. It's to heal his people. We checked on Sunday. We saw how brotherhood, which has been the emphasis upon us, which we can't achieve that charity. Can you see that God brought us from charity to brotherhood? The real focus of God was to make us see the importance of brotherhood. So when we're talking about Christ any part of the year, charity, all those things, it was to bring us to the point of seeing the importance of that wisdom called brotherhood. Because like we saw the picture in Psalm 133, we look at that verse again in the light of how the wisdom of brotherhood was first displayed by the Godhead. Because what you see there, the head of Aaron, the beard, and the skirt of his garment, which I call the hem of the garments, which is actually the structure of the church, the same thing was first exemplified, you know, among the Godhead. God the Father being the head in this context, then the Son, who took a lower position, was the bed. Hallelujah. And the garments, can you see? It's the Spirit, Holy Ghost. So God the Father had to release anointing upon the Son. That's because the Son came under the Father to receive the oil as a beard. Then the Holy Ghost that the Son sent will take of the Son and give to the saints. Hallelujah. So we explain that the garments, can you say it's not garments? Garments is the Spirit. And why? Because the Holy Ghost is the one that can express the many realities of the Godhead to the saints, to the church. Like we learned, John Beacon said, the Holy Ghost can be the Spirit of Christ if the doctrine of Christ is what should be supplied. That's a garment. A garment means expression, right? Garment means house. And house is the place of expression, right? So the Holy Ghost is their house. And he can display them depending on what should be, displayed, administered. Hallelujah. If the oil to be released upon the saint is the doctrine of Christ, which is called the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Ghost will take that form. So, can you see? It's garments. The church is the skirt. Skirt means hem. Hem of the garment. So, the anointing will flow from the head to the beard to the garments, and of course, from garment to the skirts now, or to the hem of the garments, which actually is the church. So, if the anointing will be released upon the church is the Spirit of the Father, can you see? Or Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost also will take that form too. That's also one of his garments. It's also called the Spirit of God. But it can be in you, the Holy Ghost, and not be in you, the Spirit of Christ. So it's not every church that actually is an expression of the hem of his garments. There are garments that is upon a church, and a garment that a church has not put upon. If a church has not arrived at the place of the Father, then the Holy Ghost is not yet to them the Spirit of the Father. That Aaronic dressing is a tent. It's a tabernacle that expresses God. God the Father, the Son being a beard now, the garment is the Holy Spirit. And know it's many garments. Aaron has 6 garments put on. When he dresses, 6 garments. So it's many expressions of the Godhead, depending on what should be expressed per time. Yeah. So the garment actually has an hem, which is actually called the skirt of the garment, right? Which we explained on Sunday. They are pomegranates, right? And the golden bells. So the oil should flow to the hem. And the hem actually represents a kind of a church. And it's not every church that is actually the hem of the garments. But let me say, there are some garments that some churches cannot yet express. Garment is another word for house. Or a place of expression. So the Holy Ghost can express the Godhead in many ways. He can express the Spirit of Christ. That's the daughter of Christ. That's the garment. He can express the Spirit of the Father. That's the garment. He can express the full Spirit of God. All the mission of Christ, mission of Father, mission of God, they are all garments. And the Holy Ghost is the one that bears all those garments. So depending on the state of a church, that's what determines the garment that they are saying, and hem is connected to. Hem is connected to what? Garment, right? Yes. The hem are the bells, the pomegranates, blue, scarlet, and purple. Hallelujah. So I'm only saying that, see this structure. So the church now, depending on where they are, depending on the garment they are using presently in the Godhead, which he also define the oil upon them. Because the oil is an understanding, it's a truth. So now let's see the garments now. The garments now, from the head, the oil is flowing to the beard, to the garment, and to the skirt of the garments. For you to become, depending on the garment that you are attached with as an M, well, let me put it this way. The level of our healing, how much we have been healed, is what defines the grade of the hem that we are in the garments. There is a kind of healing that Christ's doctrine or the Spirit of Christ gives to us. When Christ gives to us his doctrine, his life, he heals all right. But that's not the complete healing of our soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we may need to change garments by being, we are already be connected to the garment that represents the Spirit of Christ. They can also move us to a higher level of healing. Then we can also become M attached to the Spirit of the Father. Is that clear to us?
Yes, sir.
And just know that the M are the saints.
Yes.
They can connect to many garments,
yes,
depending
sir.
On where they are,
yes,
in their walk with God. And that's also defined how much they have been healed. So, when the Lord raises his church this way, then it means, like I told us, that when you are an M, it means that you have been healed to a degree. Depending on what garment your hem is attached with. So, the agenda is that, you know, this particular analogy is not just for a pastor. It's for a brotherhood, which include the pastor and the saints. So this time around, the hems of the garment represent the saints' brotherhood. So when we are a church of the hem of the garments, then God, it means that God has brought us healing. It means that he has healed our nations. Because that oil is the oil of healing.
Yeah.
What a physician used to bond a wound is oil.
Yeah.
So for you to become a hem of a garment, it means that they have healed you to a degree.
Yeah.
And depending on where you are now, the garment you are connected to is the what define how much healing,
yeah,
how much healing you have received.
Yeah.
Is that clear to us this morning?
Yeah.
So the Father heals, right? The Father is higher than Christ healed. It's a level of healing. The physician of the heavens, right? Christ and heaven. The Father is another heaven. So every heaven brings different level of healing. They call it the great physician of the heavens. It's not heaven, heavens. So we receive healing from different heavens depending on the garment that our hem is attached with. Is that clear to us this morning?
Yes,
no, what I'm going to is that God needs to reproduce this structure upon the earth again. Because this is the church that can represent the great physician upon the earth. The way God raised a people in the voice of healing revival, that they were a arm of God strength to heal many sickness. So this church is a church that will become the hand of God to heal the dead souls.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if you remember this, the one of the miracles of Jesus Christ, when he was walking the street of Jerusalem one day, and Bible said there was a woman that has been sick, right? Healed of blood for many years, for about 12 years. Give me that verse, hallelujah. That woman represents the dying world. World, the men on the street, just like those men in those days I mentioned in that story, they could heal anybody. The same way too, our nation now, our world now, is sick of many, our people who are sick. People who have, in fact, one way to describe this place is the word, use the word, in your blood. What's in your blood? In your blood is somebody who is shedding blood, right?
Yes, sir.
You are shedding life.
Yes.
Because blood is life.
Yes.
And that's what actually describes all of us in a way.
Yeah.
Our soul has your blood. Meaning we are dying every day.
Yeah.
Death is in the soul. So any soul that's dead is actually losing blood. Losing life, hallelujah.
Amen.
So that woman represents the dying world around us. And that woman said something which is actually prophetic. And the picture of what God will do on the earth. So if I can but touch what?
Yeah.
And I am is what? You and I.
Yes,
is a kind of a church.
Yeah.
So, and I thought hem have their degrees, right? Depending on the garment you are connected to.
Yes, sir.
If you are a hem in the garment that represents the spirit of Christ, you have a mail of healing to give to the dying world.
Yeah.
That woman said, let me just find that church.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The cry of the world, that woman was crying prophetically in advance to show that the world, a time is coming that the world will be crying that way.
Yeah.
And they will say, I have met all physicians. Physician is not just physical bodily healing. Now, he has used everything to cover his nakedness, his wound.
Yeah.
It has not worked. Because God himself has brought the world to that point now. Whereby nothing on the earth can give man satisfaction. That's what it means to have in your blood. It means that somebody is not happy. He's doing for life. There's a life he's doing for. He can't get it with his money. Can you see? He has spent all his money for what? He has spent what? His money to hire many physicians.
Yes,
that was Matthew 14. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The time for the church to reign is here already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church will soon reign. You know, if you are somebody that can survive a problem ahead of time, and you have already solved the problem ahead of time,
yeah,
by knowing what to supply.
Yeah.
When the problem just arises, don't know how many people make billions during COVID-19?
Okay.
COVID-19. Because they just are the solution that can take care of that problem of the X. People couldn't get some things, some people just supplied. And they became very rich because they had something in them that can solve a problem at that time. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, and 12 actually means government, right?
Yeah.
Which had spent all her what? Living upon physician. Now, physician now, in this context, can represent many things that we look forward to cover our nakedness. I told us when you are saying you are naked, that means you have a wound in your soul. Anything in your life that is not making you really satisfied is the year of blood that you would need to use something of the heads. And that garment, like Adam went to the fig leaf to pluck leaves, to sew for himself what? Garments. That's a physician. He has went to consult a physician to cover his nakedness. Because the world will not be satisfied again. It is by divine ordination that everything on the earth will not suffice to make a man happy. So they said they have spent all their money, meaning that somebody can travel all over the world. He has spent all this money looking for what will make him happy. Maybe today, let me travel to the US this particular month. His next holiday is seeking in Finland. His next holiday is Copenhagen in Denmark. He has traveled over the world like that and he's not yet satisfied. What else am I looking for? And that's how people are going to be spending their money on physicians.
Hey.
Meaning they will use their money to buy things that will not yet satisfy them.
Hey.
They will say the wound is still there. This wound has not been healed yet. Because is that some woman, how many women? Some woman. We hold on to what? To the skirts. That skirt is what? It's an M. The skirt of this garment, right? That's what skirt is, M. They are handing the skirts themselves. Hallelujah. Some women, we hold on to the skirt of one man who is a Jew.
Yeah.
A Jew is not somebody in Israel. What is name? Name is clothing.
Yeah.
Name is what? It's garments. Yes. When he said God's name is like is a strong tower. Name is another word for when you hear the word clothing, you hear the word shelter or building. They are what used interchangeably in the Bible. So your clothing is your house. And in that day, some woman shall take hold of one man, right?
Yes.
Saying, we will eat our own bread. It means that their problem is not bread.
Yeah.
They have money to buy bread. And wear our own what? Apparel. They have their own clothing, right?
Yes.
That is not, that can't cover them.
Yes.
And all let us be called by thy name. To what? To take away our what? Reproach or shame.
Yes.
No shame is the other word for nakedness.
Yes.
Just let us be called by your name. Because your name seems to be the only name that can provide for me clothing for my nakedness. Heal my wounds, that's me. I would say, if I can but touch the hem of his garments, that would be enough. And when she touched the hem, virtue flowed. I said, from you and I, virtue will flow the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
To the dying world who are dying of their sickness, that is a sin and their iniquities, God will make you and I a hem of his garment that the world will touch and be healed in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
So let me just find that people that is called the hem of his garments. The hem is a people. I wasn't the only one. Some people also saw that miracle and did the same thing, right? This one now, Matthew 14 now, is not that woman's story. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about. Can you see? And brought unto him all, not one left, all that were what? Diseased. Next verse, can you see? They brought all men. And you see what they were saying? And besought him that they may what? Only touched the hem of his garments. And as many as touched were what? Made perfectly whole. This hem represents a people of God. A church that is connected to the garments. They are a hem that is linked to a particular garment that the Spirit carries. What is a church? What is a Christ doctrine you have? That's enough covering for some people on the earth. Hallelujah. If you now move forward to have the spirit of truth that is in the Father, wow, what a higher in you have to give to man. Let us just touch the hem of the garments. So it's going to be a revival that will involve everybody together. It's a brotherhood. And we have told us that this healing, because you can't be a hem that will heal others when your whole nation is not yet healed. That's where I'm going to this morning. Your whole nation. You can't be the reason for the healing of nations and your whole nation has not been healed. Your nation is your soul, right? Your nation is your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 67, that I read yesterday. God be merciful, verse 1, and what? Bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. No, how does Aaron bless the children of Israel? How does he transfer the oil? Because that oil is from Israel, right? How he blesses them is that God, the Lord, causes his face to shine upon you. So it's that same blessing they're talking about, right? It's that oil. So how the oil we get to the nation of Israel is what God told him in this prayer. That's Numbers 6:22, right? That's how the prayer, how the oil we get to the hem of garments. So it's not just that he will pour physical oil, no. The oil is a grace, is an understanding that shines from the face of our Lord Jesus Christ, which Aaron actually represents there. So Aaron will go to the most holy place on the day of an atonement. And behold the Shekinah glory, that's God's face. And when he comes out from that place, once in a year, he will come and bless Israel in that manner. So the oil actually that is transferring to them. Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. So that's what Psalm is saying there. Go back to that Psalm 67. So it's that same oil. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way. So the blessing of Aaron, when he said, on this wise, it wasn't just that one day prayer of the Day of Atonement. No. That's why they are called teaching priests. So on this wise means that they will teach them the name of the face. So that it's not as if maybe they just say prayer like that. No. Verse 2 says, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving earth among all nations. So they will teach them that way. That's how the blessing actually comes upon them. The face is not just a facial look, it's an understanding. It's a knowledge that comes from the face of God. So when Aaron goes to behold the face of God, he comes back with that blessing. And throughout that 1 year, until the next year when they will do another day of atonement, they will be teaching them. They will keep that blood that they speak that day is going to be sprinkled all through the year through words. Meaning that they will be teaching them the law. God raised the priest to teach them the law. That's how actually they are blessed throughout the year until the next day of atonement. So that one day prayer is not just the what does alone. And even that day that they keep the offering, that bullock, is not that's not the reason that didn't save them. Is that they will be taught all through the year on the premise of that atonement that day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. See verse 2 said, that thy way be known upon the earth, thy saving earth among all nations. So it's to heal them. It's to heal them. Because you can't be a healer when you are sick. You can't heal beyond your level of wholeness. Verse 4. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Hallelujah. So how God will govern the nation upon the earth is not to become their president or make Christian their president. No. It's through his righteousness, through his ways. That's what is preparing you and I to become. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is raising you and I to send us to places where we can become a healing balm to men. Then shall let the people praise thee. O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield a increase. So a people will first praise God. A first fruit, right? Yeah. Then by extension, all the people will now get out what? Yeah. And praise God. So God will raise a first fruit to get other fruits. You can't be hearing this message at this point. You can't be feeling sickly and stay on one spot forever. No. If you have an idea of what is hanging on your neck, how that God wants to use to raise nations from their sick bed to become old, then you will have an idea of what God is expecting of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is expecting you and I to come to understanding of what he has ordained for us. And God will use the code of brotherhood. That's my point this morning. To heal us. Remember I said that hem is a healing hem, right? When they touch it, people will be healed. They must have healed you first from the whole nations. Pastor Tope said something on the first day of Beacon, which is very... He was trying to say that Daddy taught, the kid taught during the preparation for the Beacon, how that there is a difference between knowledge and truth. That says it again yesterday. Said knowledge is, so when you carry the knowledge of the gospel, you can do revelation, you can learn the scripture, they can teach you, you understand this term very well, you can interpret this. He said that's part of it. Very good. You can't go to the next phase without that one. But that can be with you forever like that, and you won't yet have the life. So there is a journey between knowledge and truth. Isaiah 28. That is spoken about yesterday, so let's go there. Who shall he teach knowledge? Who shall he make to understand doctrine? Can you see? Whom shall he teach knowledge? You know, knowledge is the first thing. And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? That's the second one. Doctrine is the truth now. Or law. You can't move to law. Truth, law, and doctrine, they're the same thing. Truth, law, and doctrine. Now what? The same thing. You can't move from knowledge to truth without receiving commandments. You have to obey commandments to move from knowledge to truth. They will first of all bring you to knowledge, make you aware of the word of righteousness. That word, W-O-R-L-D. You know, that's like when we are at that level, we enjoy this very well, right? When you start hearing scriptures and you are connecting them, your mind to, you have come to hear many times, that's the way it excites you, right? That this thing is sweet. When they preach scriptures, some people are not yet there. Hallelujah. Some people are not there at all. So their journey is different. But for you and I, we have heard knowledge. When Rebecca is teaching, you can interpret what he's saying. You can relate to what he's saying, right? That's knowledge of this reality. But you see, like I said on Monday, on Sunday, said the prescription is not that knowledge. That's my point this morning. Another point I'm raising this morning. There is a way now they move you from knowledge to truth or to the life. It's by the prescription of the high priest. That one is beyond just hearing the revelation that you hear on Sunday alone. That one is to prepare your heart and make you know that this thing is real, and that's a way of giving you strength too, right? But they have to now move us to the point whereby they will now begin to prescribe to us drug of how we will convert knowledge to life or to healing. That's the place where we are now. And that boundary, that bridge that you cross from knowledge to truth, that is the commandment of our brotherhood that will be most especially the prescribed drug for us. Because you don't know how to get the life of what they're saying or what they're hearing until they have give you some commandments. You will obey commandments continually until you become a law. Because you have not yet received the law that make you free. Hallelujah. From knowledge to life, right? From knowledge to doctrine. Hallelujah. From knowledge to truth. So it is when you receive truth that you are free. But freedom is not automatic. That you have knowledge doesn't mean you won't falter when they demand something from you. A better thing you have heard. You can even preach it, you can even know it like that. But it's not yet life to you, right? Because you have not received the prescription of the physician from what you have heard over time. You have heard about love, you have heard about exalting one another, but you don't know how to live it out yet. So I see that in this is that God has spoken to us about the great physician, hallelujah, amen, where they will move us from precepts now to line. A little here, a little there. We move from here to what? To there. To move from here to there, we need the commandment that has to do with our brotherhood. That's a bridge. And it's not easy. They will prescribe to you drug that you won't want to use. That's where we are now. We have had knowledge well enough. Thank God we will still keep hearing. We'll stop. But you see, we need to begin to touch life now. We need to get in now. Our nation should be healed now. Your nation is your soul. It's your nation, your soul. There are things that you don't just like by nature. You detest it. Why? Your nation is crying. Some of us cannot relate with another tribe. It's sickness, but I don't think that is among us like that. To a degree, we have a heal. But you know, if somebody is not from your tribe, it's not your friend. You can't make a friend with him. We have prejudice around that tribal matter. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's something is really sick. Some of us, we can't relate with our brethren who in your heart is not your class. You are sick. You have been hearing revelation all the while, right? Knowledge. But you see, this is in. They will now prescribe to you commandments, which is not just your life. You will do it until it becomes your habits. habitual response to commandments until it becomes your habitation. Because if that is your habit, will become one day your habitation. Habitation is a place of expression. That's when it becomes law in you. So please and please, this isn't, let all be sensitive to the Spirit, because I know that it will bring to you and I commandments. That's how the physician will prescribe the drug that you will use until you are healed. God will tell you, that person, go and make him your friend. Go and make her your friends. Go and get close to that person. Make, there are things that God will command us. Already, I have one already on my heart, and it's not even easy for me. Hallelujah. So this is not something that I'm preaching about you. It's all of us, if you are truly attuned to the spirit of this message, of this season, you will pick what I'm saying. Prescription. Otherwise, we'll just be carrying everything in our head. It won't be healed. You must exhort the brotherhood. They will test us. What do you exhort? You exhort things that is not, because the Bible tells us that we should exhort the brotherhood above other things, right? That's the highest asset you have on the earth. And they will try your heart, because even among the brotherhood, you can still have class. Class. That word came to my heart this morning. Class. Some of us, you can't identify with some of your brethren in a manner. Somewhere there, you prefer to become friends with an unbeliever. That one is up to your standards. Than somebody among your brethren who in your own valuation is not really up to your level. And this time God will demand that person that seems to be like that in your mind, go and get that to him or her. Make him your friend. Identify with him or her. Let him know that, or let her know that, because you are trying to heal your soul. First, that you are doing is healing. You are healing your soul. You are healing your soul. Sometimes people in your life are close to you. You don't want to get close to them too much, because somewhere there, you want to just class yourself. Or you don't want the way they will talk to you, or the way they will help God. Actually, they want to help you, but somewhere there, you don't like to hear from them those counsels. So you get distance from them. This is when God is saying, go and get close. Don't keep yourself in a friendship that we, even among us here in this church now, there are some people that when you are close to them, they won't really touch your sin. You know it. You are safe around them. Meaning, your sin is safe. Your sin is not exposed. So you like to become their friend more. Because somewhere there, two of you are papping each other. Even among us here, you may not still be saved by keeping what a particular friend that will help your sin to continue. So this time, I know that God will be talking to you already. I don't know your own. I also know my own too, somewhere there. But I know God will be visiting your heart, and the way it's visiting my heart, to give us prescriptions. That's when all that we can reveal will become your life. Otherwise, we will still be sick with bundle of revelation in our brain. We'll be saying it with the most life in us. So I feel that grace has come already by God's grace. Because anytime God speaks like this, he sends his word and empowers it. He will bring to us commandments. That when you start doing it, it's not your life yet. It's until you do it. Because when you obey commandments, it becomes a law. You don't get the law until you have obeyed the commandments of that law. That law is your real freedom. That's when it has become your habits. By default, you just do it. It's no longer grievous to you. But when you begin to obey the commandments, it's grievous, right? You don't like it. But just keep doing it. That person, pick your call and call the person. Get close to somebody that can save you. Do things that you know that God is putting in your heart that all the while you have been running away from. Because you know that somewhere there, your sin will be hidden. Our brother should cover us. And the covering I told us is not to cover your sin. Some of hiding it from you. No. Covering is to delete. It's to heal our wound. So God in this season has come to us as a great physician. I'm just to tell us this morning the manner in which the physician has come to heal us. He has come to heal us through the brotherhood. So biblical confirmation is still very much resting on that doctrine of brotherhood. That healing, that leaf will not come. The leaf is in the midst of a brethren. The leaf that we heal nations, is that leaf is a wisdom that is seen only in the brotherhood. Said that the leaf of the tree will be to the healing of nations. Nations there are souls. And look, what is leaf meant for? Leaf is a clothing, right? It's a covering. The same way Adam went to take the leaf of fig to cover his nakedness. God has provided for you and I the true leaf that can clothe us, which actually means to heal us. Because clothing is healing in the spirits. What we are, when you are clothed, you are healed. Because all of us, we have been wounded. So to cover our wound is to give us things that we allow flesh to grow up and cover the wound. Hallelujah. So God has come to us this season as the great physician. And we use our brotherhood to heal us. So I leave you to the Spirit this morning. Check your hearts. Check the commandment that is coming to your heart now. Now. Because your healing is hanging on that commandment. You will do the commandments when you are not happy with it. You will do it. You find grace to do it until it becomes law. Because the grace will not come for it to become your normal life until they have seen you exercise yourself in that righteousness. So it is constant exercise. You are doing it, you don't like it, but say keep doing it. That's how grace flow. That's how grace flow. The way some sin enter our life is not easy. So it's not just one thing you do one day. Hallelujah. They follow a protocol of, can you see? Faith, hope, and what? Charity. They also have that protocol in the way they enter us. So you too, you don't realize that. It's one day that you get out of those problems. No. You too, you have an habit of obeying commandment of righteousness until the law of righteousness that define your freedom now will not rest. And the bridge between that law and the knowledge, or between precept and line, is the wisdom of the brotherhood, which is that God will give you commandments. That you know that this, if I truly obey this commandment the way they are telling me now, I'll be healed of my nation. My nation will be healed. Because something is in us that is not allowing us to align with righteousness. It could be our lust, it could be our desire, it could be our how we want to be, how we want it to be. And that is the reason why we won't be healed. So to be part of these people that God is raising, people who will become the leaf. God didn't leave our men, right? Who will become the leaf that they will become healings to nations. You must have been healing yourself. You must have aligned with that structure that you see in the garment of Aaron. Meaning you must be a hem attached to one of the garments there. So we move from garment to garment, right? And as we move from one garment to another, we become healed more. From Christ's garment to garment of the Father, we are going to be healed again and again and again. Hallelujah. And God will use you and I to provide healing for our generation in the name of Jesus. I say in your day, in our day, in the days of our flesh, men, nations who have been sick, men who have in your blood, they will meet with us and their in your blood will stanch in the name of Jesus. I say you will become a healing agent to your generation in the mighty name of Jesus. You will handle souls. We will handle souls that are dead in sin. And in few months, in few weeks, in few years, somebody who has been eaten up by grief will be vomited by grief, and that person will be living in righteousness because of you in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's our portion this season. That's our lot this season in the name of Jesus. Amen. And that's what God has called us into. We must be healed ourselves for to come healing. Let's pray this morning.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.